thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
At the moment, it's only Grant Lee. We don't know where JT is at the moment. This is very strange. I don't normally say welcome to the Talking Flickster episode. I'm just going to try to talk a little bit until we can get hold of JT. Let me just say I'm still waiting for him to arrive, but it's going to be a great podcast, even if he doesn't turn up. Who cares? Yes, I do. I really want him to come because he needs to learn and understand how good minions are.
I swore it was appendicitis. I really did.
Well, thank you. I'm pleased you turned up. Thank you.
I can tell you now. Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you. Yeah.
No,
I'm really nervous today. I'm nervous, right?
I know.
This is a big moment for me.
My first thing is thank you for turning up. I appreciate it. Because yesterday you did say you didn't know whether you, and I was actually freaking out thinking, oh my God. And because you had just walked into the HQ, I'm now like, okay, I can relax a little bit.
Well done for pushing the buttons. That was a big thing.
Yeah,
for you.
Look, I don't know what buttons to press, but you did give me detailed instructions on what buttons to press. So thank you for that.
That's right.
Did work.
Well, did you explain what the podcast is, or did you not go into that?
I did start to say that we have got not one, but two Talking Flicksters today to talk about minions and monsters, which I'm so excited because this is a debut of one of our Talking Flicksters, and I'm very excited.
Seriously, I do not understand how you possibly like that.
Are they going to take over the podcast?
They already have. Ridiculous. Okay. That's enough of that. This is where we send one of our listeners, or in this case, two of our listeners, off to see a movie, come on and review it. Today it is Minions and Monsters. When was the first one out, Mr. Lee? And I should know this. This was a long time ago, right? That the first Minions came out. I had to watch earlier this year.
Is this the third? I think it's the third in the Minions one. Because we're not counting. Yeah, it is the third Minion spin-off, but this is the seventh film in the Despicable Me franchise.
Way too many.
But you did appreciate it after watching it, after you losing the Oscars this year, didn't you?
I did not appreciate it. But it was very interesting seeing the Minions with a rocket launcher. That's all I say. Yeah. Minions and Monsters, I've got no idea what to expect, but this is the latest in the Minions installment. We're going to introduce our Flicksters to tell us more about it. I may go missing occasionally. And we'll do that after we have listened to the track.
The new stars at the silver screen change the face of the motion picture industry forever. The Minions are back with a touch of mystery.
Buddy.
Oh, Humphrey.
Pinata. Carbonara. Lasagna.
Now in Minion Vision.
Toot-toot!
James, you have a real gift for filmmaking!
Eureka!
Gloria, hallelujah!
Make a movie! Un movie de minions con monstras!
Yaki, unigiri!
Okay, I'm Gary Orcum Oliver Magma Ichabod the Deceiver. But my friends just call me Goombi for short.
I know the perfect monsters for your movie. Let's go.
Whoopsie.
She is gonna destroy everything on the planet!
James. You're going to do great things.
Oh, it's Minions and Monsters. It's out now. To tell us all about it is our Flicksters for today. Please welcome Daddy and Addison. Hello, guys.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Ah, we're great. How are you folks going today? Doing well?
Good.
Yeah, I'm going well, actually. We had a great time at the movies. It was nice to go together.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Now, Minions, we're both fans. I'm guessing that's a big thumbs up.
I love it. I think it definitely is one of those family movies that you can both get into, and there's something in it for both of us. What did you think, Addison?
I don't really watch Minion movies a lot, but Minions movies are very fun to watch, and that one was also very fun to watch.
Which is really good. So, Addison, what was your favourite character in the Minions and Monsters?
Stuart was my favourite character.
Why is that?
Because he is different from the other Minions and he's super funny.
He is very funny. I do like Stuart. Yeah, they are just, I think they're fantastic Minions. And I know JT's not a fan of the Minions movie.
I've got no idea what it is.
Yeah, but after watching it, as I said in the top of the podcast, you will love them even more.
But I guess it's one of those things where if you understand their language, I guess, you come down to their level, you know, you do enjoy it. But, okay, if you had to describe the movie, Addison, let's do it in three words. What would you say about the Minions?
Funny, action-packed.
Oh. I like that. That's good.
That's very good.
That's what we like. That's what we want. So this type of movie, this time around, Danny, they actually went to the 1920s. So this is about 40 years before the first Minions movie and before we even saw Gru. So what was it like going back to the 1920s?
I loved it. I think the idea of the Minions wanting to find their leader, and in this decade, using the whole old Hollywood sort of background really, really sold it to me because I am definitely from that age, and taking an 11-year-old girl who's very much a part of the digital age, she had no idea about movie reels, how film was made. And so this is a real awakening for her, and I loved how they put it into the movie where at the beginning of the film, young children sit at a film museum to be told the story of the Minions and their time in the movies. So I really thought that was really well executed in the fact that they were teaching young people about the film era, not the digital era.
So can I ask, do you reckon this would be a really good movie then for younger folk like Addison to actually see this and go, and it's in kind of their language as well, so at least it's a bit fun and they can go, well, you know, this is a good teaching movie about movies?
100%, because see, we called them films.
Yes,
because
we
that's
did.
What they were on.
Yeah,
we called them films. So we were, I would say to her, let's go and see a film, and that didn't make sense. But when I said movie, she understood. So I think it's that opportunity for us to take it back to where film and movie started, you know, because she doesn't have you have digital projectors, whereas I remember when I first started going to the forums,
it was film.
They and the Regent, it was film. Absolutely, yeah. And you could hear it clicking.
Yeah, well, it was 2013 when we went fully digital. And that was one thing that I missed. I'm like you, Danny. I love the sound of the film projector going in the background, and you just go,
I miss it.
That's film. And not having that
now you can hear a pin drop. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do like the digital as well, because I remember when back in the day when Titanic first came out, 6 months we had that movie and we had to get certain reels replaced because they had actually got scratched so much in film that we did have to do that. But with digital, you can play it from day one. 6 months later, it's still exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, Addison, were you laughing lots in this movie?
Yeah.
And what would you say was your – can you give away maybe – like just tell us about one of the scenes that made you laugh. What was really funny? What really got you laughing in your seat?
I feel like the credits got me laughing a lot.
Oh. Mm. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I think this is one of the first films that she has seen that has had bonus footage as you're watching the credits roll.
Yeah.
Something we're so used to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we are. We miss it if it's not there.
That's right, yeah.
I think that's really clever, though, because they're training kids to sit through the credits. Oh, that's great. I think that is bloody genius, right? Because, well, let's be honest, you know, all these people that put all their blood, sweat and tears into a movie, the lights come on, everyone tears down the stairs. You know, if you're the person that was, like, putting the gaff boys or something like that, you're about 4 minutes into the credits, your name's not going to be seen.
No,
that's right.
Can I ask, without giving us spoilers again, is there anything that happens right at the end, after the credits? Is there anything that happens?
Just a few little extra scenes that you get, but I think we stayed right till the end of the lights did come up, but I didn't see anything extra. Just there was a few little scenes in the credits that you want to sit for, and I must admit that's got her laughing the most. But the film really is action-packed, so I think the laughs at the end are like the release of, you know, all of that action and the fun and the chaos that is a Minions film. Then you just get down to being able to laugh, yeah.
So Denny, if you were, a Despicable Me fan and you went along to see this side of the Minions, would you come away being pretty happy with what you've seen?
Yeah, look, what I think they've done with the Minions now is, in their own right, they are a celebrated character all of their own. They aren't just a side character anymore. They actually can fill the film. And I get the idea that you really don't understand every word that comes out of their mouth, but that's the brilliance of what a Minion really is about, is that you don't have to understand every word, that you can just get the gist of what they're trying to achieve. I guess it goes back to that idea of silent films. You didn't need to see every word or hear every sound to know exactly what was going on. And the Minions create that in their world. And kids really respond to that. So you don't miss Gru. You don't miss any of the other characters that Despicable Me has. You just really get to focus in on your favourite Minion and what they're up to. And I think really they're starting to become main characters and have that energy.
Which is really good, because if they can hold their own movie, and if this is their third Minions movie, I'm sure we're going to get more.
We absolutely should. And one thing I wanted to say, in sitting in the cinema, the digital rendering of the Minions has absolutely taken a huge step up. Like, there's times when you see dirt and grass and water that is... I remember going to see Shrek and I thought, this is the new frontier of digital cinema. I actually think this is above that. And I think this is now the new... I don't know. There was something that I kept staring at it going, the water was brilliant, the rocks were brilliant, there's this train scene and a chase that Addison really responded to well. Mm. That so many details that she would miss that I absolutely saw. And I thought, blades of grass, things like that. Yeah.
Which is good. So, Addison, can you tell me, was there anything like the monster element part? Because we know that they have real monsters in this movie. Well, in not real, but we know they're dredged up. What did you think of that?
They weren't as scary as much as they were funny.
So they were still a little funny. Because when they were doing it, the way they were bringing it, I thought that was quite funny how they were doing their little, you know, woo, that sort of stuff. I thought that was good. So it's not like young kids younger than you, they're not going to get scared of the monster, will they?
Well, I don't think so, but they might a little bit. of the bigger monsters, they might because of how bigger they are, but, like, how they look, I don't think they will.
That's good. That's good because, yeah, we don't want them. And it is only PG, this movie as well, so they can't have too much scary stuff in it for young kids. Not like Toy Story 5, it was G-rated, so there was nothing scary in that other than lily pad. But anyway, we won't go there. That was last week.
Danny, you've got to ask about the music, my friend. How was the soundtrack? Were you impressed?
Look, it was great sound. I mean, going back to that old era of the 1920s, you're expecting to hear that heavy piano type of music, and that was definitely there. In the chase scenes, you get a little bit of Abbott and Costello type of, you know, funny music and tempo. And I really think that adds to the authenticity of what they were trying to capture in that decade. So, you know, a Minions movie without a really good soundtrack is not going to land as well as it does. So music is going to take a huge part of the film because, like we all know, it's not dialogue heavy. And when a movie isn't dialogue heavy, it's going to rely on the sounds and the music that goes along with it. So, yeah, no, I think they really did a great job in filling those gaps.
Because, as you said, Danny, there's not much dialogue in it, so they've got to make sure they do something. And as we've said so many times, music and movies go hand in hand. They both complement each other. And I'm sure if you listen to a song, you'd go, oh, I know what movie that's from. And that's what's exactly great about music and movies.
And, so, and there have been some big movies to come out of Minions films. I mean, there was Happy from Pharrell. That was really big.
Yep.
Remember Happy Together the Turtles? That's the one that really stood out for me when I think Minions, because that was like real early Minions. So that's like the 2015 time, you know, and the Kinks, all the Who, all those real classic type artists. And I think this is great because this is what gets ingrained into the kids, which is they will then have an appreciation for some of that classic music, right?
Absolutely. I think you've nailed it. The Minions movie this time is really starting to set up the idea that they have moments to be able to talk to kids about different things that they may never have experienced and exposing them to things that were part of the bygone era that really isn't part of their own education. So I really think, I don't want to think too deeply about the Minions because really you just want to go in there and enjoy yourself. It is absolutely chaotic. It's absolutely hilarious. It's absolutely action-packed. But as an adult, what you're thinking is sometimes it's important for the kids to know a little bit about history. And that's what they've done. And I really enjoyed that part of it.
Yeah. And I think it's also great too that Pierre Coffin, the director as well, who, you know, he's a long Minions mastermind, so he's been around for a long time, and I think it's good to have him doing his thing as well in this one. So, you know, the for the continuity if anything.
Absolutely.
In one sentence to someone who hasn't seen the movie, what would you tell them?
The Minions and Monsters movie is a film for the whole family. Well, you don't have to see any of the other films to enjoy it.
I love that.
Oh, that's good. Because sometimes when you watch sequels, you need to watch the others. So that's good to know.
And you know what? Like up until Addison just said that then, like she's got me hook, line, and sinker now. I think, you know, I want to go and see.
What?
Yeah, you know, Addison may very well be getting, maybe. That was very well said, Addison. Very well said. And you know what? With that said, Mr. Lee, should we do it? Should we go over to the go to the freezer?
I think we should go over to the freezer. Okay, so Addison and Danny, I have 5 Choc Tops each for you.
Oh, 10.
I would like 10 Choc Tops altogether, but 5 each. So out of 5 Choc Tops, how many Choc Tops are you going to give Minions and Monsters? Addison?
5.
5. Oh, holy dooly. Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really good. Oh, what
that's awesome. And especially when you haven't watched Minions before, this is brilliant. Okay, Danny, how many Choc Tops?
You know, not being biased, but I really had a great time sharing this experience with my niece, added to the fact that this film really does pander to my historical views on film versus digital. I'm actually going to join her and say 5 Choc Tops. Family should definitely see this film.
Wow.
10 out of 10.
I think this is the first time we've had 10 out of 10.
Oh, that's crazy. Toy Story didn't even get that.
No.
Missed out by that's 1 point.
Incredible. That's incredible. That's awesome.
That is great. That is a really good score.
And you know what? I think you've both turned JT into going to watch this movie now.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, no. We're getting there. Don't go off too soon, Mr. Lee. Don't go too soon. Look, but I really want to know, though, from Denny and Addison, if they can work out what they're saying here, because I've got no idea. Do you?
Look, I wish I knew, but the funny thing is when you're watching the movie, you get it, and that's the problem. That's the problem with it, is you get it when you see it, but you can't make sense of it, but it's a whole lot of fun.
Well, you know what? Up to that point, I was feeling good. Now I hate him again.
You know what? Tomorrow, you and I are going. That's it.
No, sorry, Mr. Lee. Yeah. I'm feeling sick again.
Even if I shout you.
I'll be in hospital tomorrow. I won't be able to make it. I'm doing my hair or something. Anyway, look, Danny and Addison, thank you so much, guys.
We enjoyed it. Thank you.
You've both been awesome. And yes, well done, Addison.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Oh, good on you, Addison. Oh,
that's like what we like to hear. We'll definitely have you back.
Well done, guys. We're getting out of here, Mr. Lee, aren't we? It's time to start the weekend.
Yes, yes. And we've got so much on the weekend, but I cannot wait for next week because next Thursday we have got so much happening. So watch out. Because what are we talking about next week? Oh, yeah, you can't remember.
Hold on.
We talked it in the briefing, in our green meeting.
Hold on. Next week. Moana next week, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But we won't be talking, but yeah, that'll be the week after. But we will be talking about the first 6 months of top movies.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Top 10 movies of the year so far. And there's been some interesting ones. So,
it certainly has been.
Yeah, I threw you then, didn't I? That's payback for the beginning of the podcast. You didn't turn up.
Okay, Mr. Lee. Have a great weekend, all. Bye. See you next week. Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.